when we can do the work for you. Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
If someone calls you and wants you to pay any way other than directly to the IRS or the U.S. Treasury, that's a warning sign of a scam.
Mary Beth Murphy of the IRS saying with the tax deadline approaching, many Americans are being approached with tax scams.
Everyone should know how to tell the scammers from the IRS. It's pretty easy. The IRS does not make angry calls to demand immediate payment. We won't call you about taxes you owe without first mailing you a bill. We won't ask you for credit or debit card numbers over the phone. And we'll never use a phone call to threaten to bring in the police or have someone arrested.
No injuries reported after the crash this morning of an Air National Guard F-16 fighter jet just outside Washington, D.C. A Prince George's County Fire Department spokesman says the pilot safely ejected from the plane before it went down in a wooded area near Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. First responders are on the scene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You're going to start seeing less, pay less shoe stores as the retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The family footwear giant also announced yesterday that it plans to close nearly 400 stores nationwide as part of a restructuring plan. The company expects to cut its debt in half and focus on global growth and online expansion. Payless operates nearly 4,400 stores in more than 30 countries.
San Diego officials have filed more charges against a man who's accused of being a serial killer of the homeless. Here's Jason Campidonia.
John Guerrero is being held without bail in San Diego as prosecutors continue to add more charges against him. He pleaded not guilty to the new charges yesterday, and his trial is scheduled for later this year. Investigators say Guerrero would stab his victims in the face and neck while they were sleeping under several different freeways in the city. In at least one instance, Guerrero reportedly used a railroad spike to murder his victim and then set him on fire. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The widow of the Islamic terrorist that attacked the Pulse nightclub in Florida being returned to Florida to face charges. Noor Salman has decided not to fight extradition from California, but it's not clear when they're going to bring her back to the Sunshine State. Federal prosecutors say she helped Omar Mateen before he killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 in an attack last June that he said was inspired by Islamic terrorist group ISIS. She denies that she had any part in the plan. Her lawyers say that they will prove that she's not guilty. For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right. Welcome to Talented People. Good afternoon. It is already April 5th of 2017. I cannot believe it. I don't know where the time is going, but I will tell you that if you happen to be in our area today, the forecast is so beautiful out today. I have such spring fever. Okay. Tonight is a chance of rain and thunderstorms, but right now it is like 67 degrees and sunny and gorgeous. So if you have a chance to get outside and stretch your legs, do it because it is going to be rain like crazy. It's 80% chance of precipitation, but it's going to start and it's going to be like tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could provide heavy rainfall with a high about 56. And then that's going to get worse. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m. Then a chance of showers, low with about 43. A chance of showers on Friday, and then cloudy with a high of only 52. And then that, the showers continue with a low of, I don't even know, 36 degrees on Friday night. Then it's going to be mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 55, and then mostly clear with a low of 33 on Saturday night. And then Sunday, sunny with a high of 63, and then mostly clear with a low of 42 on Sunday night. So it's going to be really nice on the weekend, but just so you know, I've been hearing that we're going to get like a lot of rain in our area. And, you know, April showers make for Mayflowers, right? So we're just going to hang in there. We've gotten through it. We've made it through the winter. So excited. And I'm also excited to tell you about our guest in studio today. One of my favorite people in the world is in studio today. Her name is Carol Gable. She's been on the show many times over the years. She was the soul of a saint, the person that is so caring for everyone that she meets. And over her years, she's been involved with the Chamber of Commerce's across both the state of New Jersey and Delaware. And everywhere she goes, she creates a relationship that always benefits everyone that she's around. And I'm so glad to have her here today. And also, we've brought in her guest, and we're going to tell you all about her as soon as we get back. We have one quick commercial, and then we're going to be talking about how you can benefit by listening to someone who's got over 30 years of experience really being a business mentor, more than just that. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, we're back here at Talented People. It's such a great afternoon. I'm having so much fun. It's like a reunion in a way. So it's already 3:11, and I'm going to hand over my mic, I guess, to our friend Carol Gable to tell you about our awesome guests in studio today and everything we're talking about today. So, Carol, welcome to the show as usual. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for having me. As always, it is a great day when I'm with Jeannie Murphy.
And the same back to you.
Oh. Thank you.
So tell us about what you guys are doing today.
Today. So today I brought you a gift, a nice gift. One of my colleagues and dear friends, Jill Merriman. So, you know, we always talk about the tribe. So I have a tribe of women. And as Jeannie said, I love nothing more than to meet wonderful, amazing people. And I develop relationships sort of like people bring home stray cats, stray dogs. I tend to bring home or bring into business amazing people. And today we're really fortunate to have my friend Jill. And again, her last name is Merriman. And she is an entrepreneur mentor. So that's kind of rare, you know. She is her own CEO in her own right. But what she loves nothing more to do is to mentor entrepreneurs, especially women. So I have my own little tribe of women that I have established over the years, and I'm so happy to have her be part of this tribe. So she specifically helps business owners with three important facets of their business. So how to increase sales by mastering the art of communication, organize their finances, and network like a pro. What I really love the most is that she's a certified and licensed bank trainer, which really has nothing to do with bank, you know. So it's an acronym, and I am definitely not going to go into it. I'm going to leave that for my friend Jill. But it does have to do with the personality assessment system, and it's different than anything I've ever experienced. So I'm really excited about it. She is a partner of mine with my Seven Pearls business, and also understands the art of dating, business dating, to a degree. And we're going to talk about that. So she will teach professionals, no matter what business they are in, how to profile their prospect, tailor make each and every presentation to their prospect, buying personality, and close the sales. So she's top-notch at doing that. And that's something that we all struggle with, you know, women in particular, you know, asking for the deal, right? I think men tend to be pretty well versed in it. And entrepreneurs in particular, you know, have their own set of consequences and challenges. So the one slogan or phrase that I love that Jill has is that bank, which you're going to learn about shortly, has become a way of life for Jill. And it is also her fourth language. She's a very talented and dynamic person, and you'll hear more about that as well. And she says she never leaves home without it. So I know you're dying to hear about this, and I've been assessed, and I love it. So I'm really excited to introduce to you my good friend, Jill Merriman. Welcome.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much, Carol, for inviting me today. So what could I say about bank?
Well, do I start from the off with your passion. You know, you and I always refer to Jill as my sister from another mister. We look alike, and you can't see us here in the studio, but we look very much alike. We share a lot of the same passions and drives in life. We get excited about the same things. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what was the catalyst for you to develop this acronym that I know as BANK? You know, what was your catalyst for doing it?
Okay. Well, I've always been interested in the art of communication and languages. I had originally started my college career going for to be a language interpreter. And so, you know, speaking Spanish first, then Italian, then English was my third language. I always loved languages and how people communicate. But then I had gone to a women's conference a few years ago, and I saw that there was this pre-conference workshop, and it said BANK, Master the Art of Communication. Because, you know, I didn't invent BANK, right? There's a person who invented it. I am a certified and licensed trainer. I went through all the training for it, weeks and weeks, but I didn't invent it. But I wish I had, because it is amazing. So I went to this pre-workshop conference when I really just wanted to go sit by the pool. I had just flown in from Jersey to Dallas, and it was hot. It was August. It was 120 degrees. But I said, you know, none of my peeps are here yet. I don't want to go sit by myself right now. Let me just see. I'll give it 15 minutes. Well, 3 hours later, I'm signing up to be for classes for a licensed and certified trainer. So it really wasn't on the horizon for me to do that. But honestly, it was just something that was life-changing, that I knew it could enhance my business and that I could help other people. Because you and I, Carol, have the same kind of, I guess, feeling and desire and passion. We love to connect people. We love to connect people with other influential circle of influence. I just love helping other people really improve themselves and their business. So I signed up, I went through all the training. And what BANK is an acronym, which each letter of the word BANK stands for a different scientifically proven personality type. It goes back 2,500 years ago when Hippocrates, the father of medicine, was able to really, you know, see what his patients had. He would determine what they had by what type of personality they had. So it really goes back to that far back. And we still use it today. How many times you land a corporate job and people have, they take the DISC or the MBTI or the color code, whatever it is. The employers give their employees this kind of personality test. Usually it's about 45 minutes to see what is it that makes them tick. Well, this system, BANK, is different because it's reverse engineered. It's not about you and what makes you tick. It's about what makes your customer tick. What do they value? So if you could hone in on what your customer values, then you really know what it is that's going to make them buy your product or service. And really, it's all about them. And I think that's really revolutionary because that's where people get it wrong. You know, they go to networking events or they try to drum up business and they start talking about themselves. And it's not about them.
Right.
It really should be about the customer. So that's what BANK does. And, you know, one of the things that differentiates it as well is that it's not a long process. You could really, I say, crack their personality code in 90 seconds. And it's just very simple to do. You could do it with value cards that we have or without the value cards, depending on the questions you ask them. But once you know what your customer values, then you tailor make your presentation to what is appealing to them. And now you've captured their attention. You've got them. And you could close the sale that much easier.
What I really want to elaborate on is the fact that you wanted to be a language interpreter. So what really hits me, and it just happened when you said it, is that, you know, you and I both really work hard at interpreting individuals when we meet them. And I always refer to it as peeling the onion, and you've heard me say this a number of times,
yes,
right? So having been a private investigator and having been, you know, of the vein of I really equate it to being just nosy, you know, nosy about people in business. I want to go in their business. I want to find out about them. I want to find out about what they do, how they do it, who they want to meet. It's just like yourself, a real passion. But the idea of a language interpreter, oftentimes, you know, in addition to not only being so self-absorbed and making it a unilateral conversation, which isn't really a conversation at all if all you're interested in is yourself, what really hits me is that we speak languages. Some of them are hidden, some of them are verbal, some of them, you know, in many different ways. And I know within bank, there are some people that are very analytical. There are some people that are, innately intuitive. And oftentimes you don't know that when you first meet them, you know, so it becomes almost a very intuitive kind of meeting by chance. And I always think, wouldn't it be great if you knew a little bit more about that person ahead of time? And you sort of just zoom into the their personality or their zone, if you will, that makes them comfortable with you so that they can tell their story. And I find that's the most difficult part about networking or developing a relationship is just the initial, how do you do and what makes you do what you do? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really kind of cool that you wanted to be a language interpreter, similar to me wanting to be an actress, and yet essentially we're kind of living out what we were meant to do. So it's kind of cool how that happens. But I want you to emphasize, you know, we talked about women, and women are really important to me too. I do work with men and women, but women have a real, you know, strong place in my heart. And I find women entrepreneurs in particular, since we are both women entrepreneurs, we could really identify with them. So what made you sort of, you know, identify that population and that gender?
I felt like, you know, when I started my career... Actually, I'm an accountant by trade, 30-something years, and 8 years into corporate, decided to start a family. So I said to my husband, well, you know, I'm gonna start this business. He's like, okay. He's always been very supportive, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So I don't take that for granted. But, you know, this is before the World Wide Web. This is just when the World Wide Web was coming on, 1991, 92. You know, you still had the yellow pages. You couldn't just Google something, and they had... a nearby chamber of commerce, which was awesome. That's really how it started. That's how it started.
Amen. You know? Chambers of commerce, right? We have to talk about that.
Yes, it really was awesome because that was really all there was. There wasn't, now there's, networking is a thing. You know, back then there was no thing. You went to a chamber of commerce meeting and thank God for that. So I went to the local print shop, okay? No VistaPrint back then. You just went to a local print shop. I got some cards and I went and I really felt like,
sorry,
you know, it was so... It was so hard for me in the beginning to really connect with people because there was nowhere to connect other than these monthly meetings that they had. So I felt like I wanted to make it easier for women. And I find that millennials especially, or women in transition, really is a sweet spot for me. You know, here's a 20-something to maybe 25 to 35-year-olds who are in the corporate world. They want it all. They have these great ideas, but they don't know how to execute. I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying the ones that come to me. And so I help them structure a business. I talk to them about setting up an LLC or as a sole proprietor or to see if really they could make money with their idea. They have great ideas, but it's not always feasible. So I quantify it. I, you know, do a quick little P&L and I do a balance sheet and I tell them what, you know, what they would need. What they can write off, what they can't write off, if they want to do a home business or a brick and mortar business, whatever it is, I help them that way. But I love just as much as helping them with the accounting is networking, because I really, really, you know, people don't know how to do it. They go there like a hunter mentality. They go to hunt. Okay, I'm going to go to this event and I'm going to get business. And you could see it. You know, Carol, when we go into a store, right, a women's clothing store, they come up to you and they go, "Could I help you? What do we say?"
No,
I'm
just looking.
Looking.
And right? This wasn't planned.
So women out there who are listening to us, you totally get what I'm going to say.
Just leave me alone.
You just leave me alone. If I need something, I will tell you. Well, isn't there, there's nothing worse than someone coming up to you maybe 2 minutes later going, "We have that in your size. Would you like to see it? We have a big sale." You're like, get away from me, right?
Right, right.
So you got that slimy feeling. Well, that's what happens when people go to networking events and they're not using something like bank, in that they're just thinking about getting the job, getting the business, get. And so they walk up to people. They're like, "Hi, how are you?" And they shove a card in their face,
right.
And they say, you know, "Guess what? You know, what do you do? This is what I do." And they keep talking. And if you're just talking about yourself and not asking questions, because if you're asking questions, you're really finding out about the other person and how you could help them.
Right. Well, see, we know God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth,
absolutely.
Right? So that holds true for everything.
Absolutely. And you really, I know it's hard for some people because I'm saying something that's so unconventional. They don't teach this in college.
No,
you know?
No.
It's all about helping the other person, sharing and trying to connect the other person and not thinking about the next thing you're going to say. People don't listen. And that's part of really the beauty of bank is that you're listening to what people are saying and then tailor making your presentation.
Right, right. So, you know, when I think about, you know, I talk about baiting, you know, business dating. So that's something that is really important to me. It's kind of a new concept to people because we understand dating in our personal life, right? But we don't think about dating in a professional way. And I have to bring up an interesting story. I went to get a bottle of wine the other night, and there was a gentleman there, and he had organic wines from all over the world. And I started talking to him, and the owner of the liquor store knows I love organic wine. So he introduced me to this gentleman, which was really so nice to begin with. And kudos to him that he is that close to his customers that he understands, you know, to really pay attention to them, what they want, what they need. And then when he sees them, he introduces them to other people. Now, here's an interesting one. So not only that was number one, a great thing. Number two, when I spoke with Alejandro, he was from Colombia, and he said to me, so what do you do? And I told him, and I said, I'm actually writing a book, you know, and it's called Baiting, you know, The Art of Baiting. He goes, what is that? I said, it's business dating. He goes, I understand it. He goes, right now I'm getting a divorce and I'm in bed with 3 people. And I said, you do get it. I said, because you just broke up with your partner and you've got distributors. You've got 3 distributors that are really giving you agita, right? And you don't know who to go with, right? He goes, exactly. I go, but this happens all the time. So going back, you know, because this whole concept of networking, and if we think about what we do in our personal lives and what we do with our professional lives, we actually spend more time in work with the people that we work with. We're really close to each other, probably 8, sometimes more a day. Yet we tend to put a wall between our professional life and our personal life when it's really integrated, but we've resisted that integration. So I see more and more how it's even more integrated with telecommuting, you know, people working from home, they sort of bring their home into business. It's all starting to make some sense. So when you brought up the circle of influence, you know, that's really what we're all looking for, you know, and I feel really grateful that we have developed a circle of influence. And when we come back from the break, I really want to talk about what does it take to be in a circle of influence, to cultivate that, and how do you become a center of that universe, a center of influence. It's a really important topic, and I know you know and understand this well. So we'll be right back.
I cannot wait to hear. All right, this is Jeannie Murphy, your talented people. I hope you're enjoying our guests. Thanks for making our show number one. We're going to a very quick break, and we'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to our show. While we were on our little lucky break there, I want to call it a lucky break on a spring day, our guest Jill brought in a very special guest with her, a bottle of, what is it exactly? Because we just opened it.
It's Sangiovese wine.
Okay, tell us about that. And we're going back to the story. We're toasting to all you people out there listening.
It's an Italian wine.
Okay.
From the Sangiovese grapes from the area. It's called Piccolino di Puglia. Puglia is a region of Italy. It's on the back side of it. It's a sweet wine. It's a good red wine. I also brought the smoked Gouda and the red grapes and some breadsticks. Because you got to have
make
that.
Everyone
just dying. Grazie.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so going back to the... Okay. Thank you so much for doing that. What a nice treat.
So, you know, grapes and wine and vines, right? We all start to develop these vines and it becomes our network, right?
Nice tie.
Grows and as so should your network and all your relationships grow. So when we talk about a circle of influence, right? So an entrepreneur, especially a woman entrepreneur, sometimes it can be very lonely. You know, they start out and say, I'm going to start this business. It's going to be great. And then all of a sudden they think, who do I know? How do I know what I do. I do it really well. But who do I know and how can I make that happen? That seems to be a big struggle for not only women, but men. So I think with what you do with bank, it really helps them develop that because it gives them something to focus on. Like you mentioned in a networking room when you walk in, I tend to be a big believer in who's organizing the event, who can you meet that can take you by the hand and kind of bring you around the room, you know? And if you can't find somebody that can do that, the next best thing is to kind of focus on something that you can talk to them about. And this is perfect because if they have some insight into the four different personality types, if you will, they even just by listening and observing, I think after a while you get pretty proficient at picking those people out of that group. Is that right?
Yes, it's true. And actually, I'm smiling as you're saying that because mine goes really elementary how I do this. You know, we're talking about food. I'm all about the food. I'm a foodie.
And you see why we get along so well.
Yes,
right?
It's all about the food. But here's what I do. When I walk into a networking event, usually I don't know people, especially if it's a new thing. So it would be great if I had someone to take me around by the hand. Usually I'm the person doing that once I get to know the people in the room. But what I do is I usually talk about the food. Like if there's some snacks, I go, oh, that's great. What kind of cheese is that? Or, oh, this smells delicious. Making small conversation about nothing, you know, just usually it's art, music, or food. I choose food. And people, it's non-confrontational. People will talk to you about the food. They'll comment on it, say a little something, and say, by the way, my name is Jill. What's your name? And that's it. I never talk about me. I always talk about them.
Right.
I say, what do you do? And I ask them questions. And I find out very quickly what kind of personality type they are and maybe who they know. And I'll start just talking to them. Like it's very organic the way it happens. And people feel like, oh, okay, you know, and I try to give them as much business as I can or suggestions. So if let's say I meet someone and they're a landscaper and I'll say, oh, wow, did you ever think of, you know, trying to get into that corporate park that's new on Route 35 or something? They'll say, no. I go, oh, I happen to know the person. You know, he goes to one of my networking. Maybe I could connect you. Oh, that would be great. Boom. Right there, you're making a little deposit in the relationship bank.
Right. I love that. That's great. An investment.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's true. I mean, it's one of the things I teach networking like a pro at Monmouth Score, which is free, you know, seminars. And, you know, once you start talking to people like that and you give them that visual of it's a deposit in the relationship bank, you can't ask for referrals or you can't ask for business, which would be a withdrawal, until you make enough deposits. So if people go into a networking situation knowing that, gosh, I can't talk about my business because I didn't make deposits yet, they're going to be a lot better off, and they're really going to be conscious of how they speak to people. Bank is something totally different, but right. They can use it. You know, if they take my trainings, they'll understand how to use it, and they'll really connect with people that much quicker.
Right, right. So that's sort of another, you know, once you get past the first initial introduction and whatnot, and as that relationship grows, then they could utilize bank a little more effectively.
It's true.
Yeah. So I love to talk about Chambers of Commerce, and I'm so excited to be here at the Hunterton Chamber because it is beautiful. And if you have not been here, you have to come and visit because it is gorgeous. And, you know, it's in my blood. I try to get away from it. I went into insurance and somehow always work my way back into the chamber, and I wonder why. And it's always been a chamber of sorts, an incubator fostering relationships. So it makes perfect sense that I would always come back to it. Mm. And, you know, it's really changed a lot over the years. We just recently developed the whole, you know, center of influence idea, getting people in a room, finding the center of influence, and then putting people together that want to become a center of influence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the greatest way to develop your network. So going back to why women in particular really need this kind of help. In the beginning, when they're starting their business and you're an entrepreneur mentor, so in the beginning it becomes really hard. It's difficult because you're nervous about the nuts and bolts, you know, like the money, the this, that, all the things we worry about. But then you get into marketing, which Jeannie, you could definitely relate to this. That's usually a weak spot for a lot of entrepreneurs in particular. And they think it's something that they don't need. It's something that you know, is secondary to all of the other logistics that they have in their business, right? But mm-hmm. We all know how valuable and how important that is. So if you were going to coach somebody on becoming a center of influence, or even not even a center of influence, how to develop that circle of influence, mm-hmm. How would you do that? How would you initiate that conversation with a woman?
I would ask them what they're interested in. So let's say children's causes are near and dear to their heart, or animal, something. I would tell them to go join a committee, whether
Good
it's
one.
A chamber committee or, you know, Junior League or the ASPCA or some kind of, you know, charitable organization or women's club, so that people end up knowing who she is and how, you know, she could be connected. Because again, no one's going to give your business if they don't know you. The one thing that I teach in my networking class is people have to know you, like you, and then trust you. They won't give you business until they trust you. So you can't go from 0 to 60, get all this business in the first year or two of that you establish yourself without having a circle of influence, or you being the influence, you know?
Right.
So it does take a little bit of time. I think that's one of the things that people who come to me feel frustrated with. You know, they think, okay, I had this corporate job and I was making a salary, and now it's been 3 months. How come I'm not making any money? It takes time, mm-hmm. And it depends on how much time they're putting into it. Again, they might have just had a child, so they're only putting 10, 15 hours a week. You know, it just takes time. But I think connecting with people, and especially not doing it because you think you should, but because you really have a passion for it.
Right.
Something that you really want to do, and just going for it. And I think that's the easiest and least expensive way. Because if you had money, you would be able to advertise yourself and, you know.
Well, that's one thing I'll jump in and say.
Absolutely.
Back to the chambers, and first, when you were describing a person that handholds you around the room, that is you, Carol.
Thank you.
What you are. That's
Thank
so
you.
Great that you're
And
back.
I love it. I love being the Pied Piper, you know.
It's not work, right?
No,
it
brings
do.
Me joy.
Yes.
I really have joy in helping people.
And even in my life, Jill, with her, you walked me around the room. And then what happens is just observation to what you're saying is that, you know, it does take time. being in your own business. It's not the first thing. You have to have that. But when you start to, like you said, deposit that money in the bank, and then all of a sudden, maybe you take a withdrawal or something, but with that one other person, it seems to me in the networking world, okay, and what you said about just don't go selling yourself because that makes everybody sick. Everybody knows that you're there for a reason, right? So, okay. But then when it's about the food or it's about just starting off slow, not over aggressive, and then they get to know you, and if it's passion and you're doing what you like, then you're not selling anything. You're just doing what you do. And then what I think I personally find is that after you start to make those connections with those groups, especially chambers, if you're on a committee with them, they're telling everybody that you're on the committee. So your marketing budget that you don't have is already included in the so low return on investment membership fee, you know. And then over the years, all of those people that you may have made a withdrawal for, as you know, if you do a good job with them, mm-hmm. then they're telling all their people.
Well, that's what I call the raving fan.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the raving.
Yeah, you end up having raving fans, and that's what you really want. Just like if you have a really great wine, or you have a great restaurant, or a movie, you tell everybody about it. You can't wait to tell people. You go on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're taking pictures, you're showing. That's how you want to be, or you want people to perceive you as you're the thing. You're the thing that they want to talk about. And once you have a raving fan, you don't have to do marketing, really.
Right.
You just have to be authentic and be yourself. And it's okay to be goofy. You know, that's the one thing. The reason people don't connect right, this is just by observation, is because they think they have to be a certain way and be proper and just say the right things, when then all people are seeing is a shell. They're not really getting to know you. They don't know that you're funny, or they don't know that you're goofy.
I love it.
So with Bank, getting back to that, what's really cool about it is that, you know, you could walk into a room, and a lot of times I hear this from people. I went to that networking event, and, you know, I really didn't see anybody I could talk to. So what did you do? You know, they go and they go with their friend, and they stand by the hot dogs. It's like, if you're going to go sit there and eat the little dogs, then sit home.
Right.
But they go with their friend. They go, I didn't meet anybody. Well, you talk to the same person that you see all the time. Like, what's the sense?
Sitting at a table by themselves when they walk in. And also, I'm always, okay, you talk about the food. I'm starting to figure this out, because I still cannot figure out how to use the new coffee makers everywhere we go.
Okay. The Keurigs, right?
Yeah.
I'm
afraid to get up. I have to monitor, like, kind of keep an eye on somebody else ahead of me or something, because I don't even know how to open the decanters of the coffee that's there anyway. Like, I'm way ancient. So that's another topic of, you know, how do you use this?
Right.
People think you're real then. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, it always happens to me.
That's a great talking point. I mean, they don't know either. It's like needs to instruct.
That's right. And usually if I see somebody that's really a wallflower, so to speak, is that a term anymore anybody knows?
Yeah.
You know, where they're really a lonely entrepreneur and they're really awkward, they don't understand, I tend to gravitate towards them and will take them by the hand and say, hey, you know, I've been to this event before, can I introduce you to somebody? Mm-hmm. You know, and they're the ones that are the most grateful most of the time, because they really are paralyzed. They mm-hmm. have a sincere fear of talking to people.
And that's a skill, right? Must be.
It is. And it's funny because, you know, Carol and I have no problem talking to people, as I know I could tell you too, Jeannie, you don't. But somebody that I work with now said to me, you know, it would be really helpful if we had a cheat sheet when we go to the networking event. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you know, it sounds good when you're saying it, but then when I get there, I freeze up. Maybe you could give us a little index card, questions to ask. And to me, it seems painfully obvious that you would know to talk about the food, or, oh, wow, that looks like that's burning, we better get somebody, kind of thing. But if that's what's going to help them, then so be it. I'm going to do a little index card with 5 good questions to ask them.
Right.
You know, how long have you lived here? Or what area are you from? Or, you know, do you have any kids? Or, you know, you could ask general questions.
I am totally, like, just loving it, because I'm thinking of when a person like the three of us who are just talkers, right? When we're next to someone who is awkward with that, it makes it awkwarder.
It does. Because your volume is so high and their volume so low. You're scary. You're very scary to them.
Yeah, but it would like to help them, like you say. You pick them up and guide them around. Let me introduce you to somebody.
Well, here's even a better thing that you could do, is make friends with the host, who's ever hosting, and ask them, tell them, look, I'm really new to this networking. I'm really new to this. Can you give me the attendance sheet? And have them do their homework. Have them go on LinkedIn, in addition to the cheat sheet, they could actually have a picture of the person they want to meet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then start making notes. Mm-hmm. And they don't. It could be five questions, five
exactly.
people. Make it small for your first time out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't overwhelm yourself, but pick five people that you really would like to meet. And then ask somebody to introduce you. Does anybody know Katie Wilson or whoever you want to meet? And you know what she looks like because you went on LinkedIn. So you just look around and you see if you see Katie.
And then you've got a connection. Involved.
And you say, you know what? We both love animals. Or you know what, Katie? I happen to look at you on LinkedIn and I'm really impressed by what you do. Who doesn't like that when
and
someone
also,
comes
because
up
you can
to
find
you?
That, you know, the degrees of separation, right? So if you look up ahead of time, I'm loving your, it's invaluable to get the attendee sheet. Because like if you're there and you look at it and you're like, oh my God, that's my neighbor's husband. You know, you can just break through.
Went to the same school.
So many things happen.
But if you bring that back to the circle of influence or the center of influence, I've gone where I've seen who's going to be there, and I don't go to that event because there's no one there that I want to connect with.
Oh.
So it's that's why the baiting is going to be so great.
Yeah.
I mean, she hasn't even said too much about it.
Yeah,
but
let's go.
You know what? When she's talked about it, I'm so excited because I think we're really going to do wonders here. This is going to be revolutionary between bank and baiting because really I'm going to be able to help people connect authentically with the people that are really, that they could relate to. Because I don't relate to everybody. I could appreciate them, but I may not like them as a person. But hey, as a business associate, I could totally relate to a person of knowledge. I just have to make sure what they feel is valuable and give them that so that I could connect them.
All right, great. Well, you know what, Carol, you guys are both going to get the last 10 minutes on the show. We're going to go to a quick commercial breaks of talented people here, and then we're going to hear more about the baiting from Carol and you, Jill.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back here, talented people. All right, Carol, you guys are taking it from here. You and Jill, go ahead.
Oh, this is so exciting. Can we have more time? Like another hour?
You can come anytime you want. Anytime.
I'm just having too much fun. Okay, so for anybody out there that's kind of curious about baiting, so I have a trademark on this term that I've been studying for over probably 15 years. And Jeannie, you know this. We've been going back and forth with it. And when do I launch it? When is the time right? And so baiting similar to Jill, you know, bank, B-A-N-K, baiting is sort of a word that means something. So it means business dating. It's short for business dating. And it's a topic that really is so relevant right now because of the internet, because of, you know, texting, because of this very quick, you know, fleeting type of relationships that we're developing. Baiting is becoming more and more important. So I'll use an example. Jill and I actually met on a bait. You know, so a bait is like a date, but with a B, and it's a business relationship. It's not a dating relationship. We're both women. Jill's married, you know. So we meet in a diner, and there were actually three of us. And there's always a dynamic, too. You know, in your personal life, there's a couple, and then there's another couple, and perhaps you relate really well to the one spouse and not the other. So there's a lot of similarities that come into play in your personal and professional life. So when I met Jill, first thing that got me was we look alike. We look a lot alike, you know, and we have a very similar personality. So it was almost as if I had a hand mirror. I was looking at myself. I look at her, I look at me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman. And the more that we talk, the more I realized that I have to get to know this person. You know, she's wonderful. And we started talking, and more I realized that, you know, this is going to be one of those relationships. It's going to be a long-term relationship, which is the goal in baiting. So just like when you date somebody, you know, the first date is always a little weird. You know, you don't know if they like you, you know, and I've witnessed, and I date, so for me, it could be a nightmare. You're sitting at a table and the person just talks incessantly about themselves. And we talked about this earlier. The same thing applies in business. So number one rule, you know, like, do not be so self-absorbed, even in a baiting situation, you know, because just like in your personal life, it's unattractive. It's unattractive in business. So there's rules of etiquette in the baiting world, which we don't have enough time. Maybe another time we could talk about it. But on this bait, it was really great because I was only going to meet Joe for an hour, and I don't remember how long we were there. But the waitress, I gave her a hefty tip because we just yakked and yakked and yakked and yakked. And what happened was she started describing bank to me. And in baiting, it's really important, especially if you do go out on a bait, that you do your homework and you kind of really have an understanding of the type of person that's in front of you. So there's nothing worse than being with somebody in a business situation. And I tend to be very intuitive, very feeling, you know, and I'm also a paralegal. I was a private investigator, so I have a lot of deductive reasoning, and I'm very logical and very practical, but I'm usually more intuitive. So when I meet somebody, I have to be really careful not to just be so flowy and talkative and really get down to the basics, get down to the facts, you know. And if you know that about a person, you become more attractive too because you're appealing to their personality. So when we were at the diner, you happen to have these really cute cards. They're all color-coded, and it was almost like playing a game. It wasn't invasive like some 360, you know, where you have all your peers, you know, interrogated and, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on you. This was so easy and relaxed that I didn't really want to leave the diner. You know, we were driving the waitress crazy, weren't we?
Yes.
But by the time, you know, we were done, I had a clear view of, you know, how we were going to work together, you know, what was important to you, you know, how we gelled, and that's an ideal bait. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that part of the bait, because that wasn't my area of expertise, but you certainly nailed it.
Of how I determined what your personality was and what I did with it. Okay.
Right. So, and maybe go into a little bit of detail about each one and what they mean.
Okay. So BANK, as I said before, is an acronym, and each letter stands for a different scientifically proven personality type. So the B in BANK stands for blueprint. And a blueprint person has values like responsibility, rules, duties. They like things structured. They don't like people being late. They go by the book. They're in the box type of person, right? They don't like to break the rules. The A in BANK is an action person, and they like opportunity, excitement. They like competition. They're all about winning. You know, it's usually a salesperson, or they like the lifestyle. They'll buy, you know, they'll have a Rolex watch on, and they're always late. A nurturing person is a person who, like, so an action person was a person outside the box. a nurturing refurbishes the box. They're all about community and team. They'll buy a product because it has a social value attached to it, or a nonprofit, you know, someone's going to donate money if you buy this product, they'll get a percentage of it. They like personal growth, significance. They like to work in a team. And they buy with their heart. A knowledge person, which is the K in bank, is a person like you, Carol, which I determined by the value cards. They like logic and reasoning and statistics and graphs. They don't like to chit-chat. That's their dominant personality. They like to know the facts, and they're going to want to prove it to themselves. So the lead time in closing a sale with a knowledge person is longer than someone who thinks with their heart, because they have to think with their mind. But once they've got it and you close the sale with them, they'll tell everybody about you.
Right.
They'll be your raving fan, like we talked about before, because they've already done all their homework. You've got to give them 2 to 3 weeks. So a lot of people get discouraged when they talk to a knowledge, because they go, man, you know, I thought they're going to want the graphs. What's going on? Mm-mm. They've got to, because they're super intelligent, and they always master things. They're not they don't settle with just any kind of level. They have to go to the mastery level of anything. So somebody like a B for bank, a blueprint, and a K for knowledge, they buy with their mind. And an action person and a nurturing person buy with their heart. So they're emotionally driven, and the ones on the outside are mentally driven. So if there's anything else that I teach right now on the radio, is if you could remember that, hey, it makes a difference in what you say and how you say it. There's different personality types. I don't expect you to know all the personality types unless you did the training with me, but you know that there is a difference. And the reason you're not closing the sale is because normally people speak in their dominant personality. So you're a knowledge person. Before I mention this to you, you might have always given people the facts or the rules or things like that, because that's what you appreciate. Most people do that. Once you know that, hey, there's three other personalities I should be hitting, now you're going to tailor make your presentation, and now you're going to increase your sales by 300%, because you're going to capture each one of those four personalities' attention.
It's so cool.
That's really cool, in a nutshell.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's very cool. I know we need to talk also about the women, you know, women in particular. This is very helpful. I know the chamber is having a summit, right? So Women in Business Summit on Tuesday, April 25th at the Hawk Point Golf Club. I love their tagline, Moving Women Forward in Business. There's some really great speakers, Mayor Janice Kovach, who we both know, right, Jeannie, and just fantastic. So go to huntertonchamber.org to register. This looks like a really great event. It's something that we should probably go to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you do come, we can talk about bank and baiting and any other B and A words that you have going on.
But you're definitely coming back to talk about this more when you guys can schedule another. Because I want everybody to know out there, you can listen to the archive of this, which if you missed any of it, it'll replay tonight through the weekend, and so it'll be ready on Friday. So you can actually listen to it and share it with your friends, share it with others that might want to come to the summit on April 25th at the Hawk Point Club. And then just so you know, again, to get in touch with you guys, what's the best way?
Well, with me, you could go to my website, www.jillmerriman.com, or you could just call me, 732-708-2899.
And I have a company called Seven Pearls. So it's all Seven Pearls of Wisdom. And you can contact me at carol@sevenpearlsllc.com. And by phone, 908-420-3844. And Jeannie Murphy, I cannot thank you enough, as always.
Thank
it's
you,
just such a
Oh, I can't
to
wait to have
you
back. I'm so excited about learning more about Seven Pearls. Everything that you've been working on, it's amazing. And I'm also saying, with the whole economy and things, with the jobs coming back in the marketplace and stuff, the timing is incredible. People need to know that you guys are here, because it's going to get, you know, opportunity. And then how are you going to straight line, you know, get this algorithms, like you say, matching up like a match.com with the jobs, with the training that you offer.
Yeah.
And I think the bank thing is fascinating. I want to learn more. Like,
absolutely.
If you're one person,
What do you, like, everything you're talking about, what
yeah.
do you do to
300%? It's scientifically proven.
Yeah. I'm picturing it in my head.
So mm-hmm. also, Jill recently did a great event at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick by me, and it was wonderful. So do you have other
We
events?
Have another one coming up on April 12th. Really quick, I know we have to go, but because I couldn't find the networking event for women that we wanted, myself and two co-founders created something called Connect the Dots for Women. So if they're interested in seeing what we do, we have a lot of fun. It's connectthedots4women.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you guys also that today at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building that we have here with this amazing, awesome place, they're now doing their Unity Bank's Business Center, and they are looking for on-location events like what you're talking about, both for women and men. So we got to go. Anyway, thank you guys again for listening out there,
thank
talented
you.
People. Thank you guys for both being here. All the best. We'll be back next Tuesday again, continuing our feature on women that are going to be presenting at the Women's Summit at Hawk Point Golf Club. My dear friend Rich Cotton, love him to death, on April 25th for women. So anyway, you guys take care. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.